So we got a problem with the Yol Sameach. Yol Sameach's kasha, we didn't get back to that actually. The Yol Sameach asks that how a whole Gemara only works, l'chayra, if you hold the Avnei Shul Kohen Gadol, is the Avnei Shul Kohen head? So then if you have a Kohen head, you're wearing a Kohen Gadol of Begadim, Hava Mina would be good. Because he has everything he needs plus Kamash Mon, that it's not. But the Maisa, the way we hold is that it's different with the Rambam Paskins. So the Sameach asks, Ovi and Perakei and Klei HaMikdash, he asks that L'chayre wouldn't help you. It shouldn't help you, the extra Bogadim. Because L'maisa, he's not, that's what he is here. He says, Harim Matzinu Chiluk Ben Avneita Shul Kohen Gadol, L'Avneita Shul Kohen Edyot, V'ze Ose Mibutz, V'ze Ose Mikilayim. V'nimtza Shul Kohen Edyot, Aloi V'shbidei Kohen Gadol, הרי יש לחיסון בגודם בגודם של כהן הדת. ואם כן אין צורך לחידו של יתו בגודם. That's his kasha. Okay, so we'll get to that this week because we're going to go through the sugi now of yitur begadim also in the size, and that's going to affect this as well. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. Hayu mirushalin or misulakin. If the begadim were either too long or too short, mishuchakim, or they were mishuchakim, they were, worn out. V'avar avidos ekshech. So avoid this kosher. So Rashi says, because this is all a mitzvah, at least in the Havamin of the Gemara. If you look at the second to the last line, Rashi says, "Avogav dechsiv midei bad shetekim midosay." Even though the Torah calls the begadim midei bad, it has to be measured to the kohen. Rashi says that's a mitzvah baalm. At least again, this is in the Havamin of the Gemara. Therefore, avidosay ksher lova shnei michnasayim. Shnei avneitim, choser achas, or yeser achas, or shehoi seloi retiyah al makas besorit achas begodov, or shehoi metushtoshim, or if the big day kuhuna were dirty, we'll see how dirty, or mekuroim v'ovar avidos epsil. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi learns Yitur Begodim, Chiser Achas Mikol HaBegodim. And the last line says, Rashi, Yitur Achas, Hoysifol of Shum Beged Bo'elam. So Rashi learns that Yitur Begodim means quite literal. If a Kohen would wear a Beged Choyel, besides for the Big Day Kuhuna, he's also over Yitur Begodim. That's how Rashi teaches. Right? Now the Rambam, we have here in the Maamar Kofos, the Rambam seems to say otherwise.
Why would you say not that? Why would you think that it should be kosher that I need Tanu Rabbanan to tell me that it's possible? I understand the first part. The first part is that you don't buy that, like Rashi said. You don't buy, so I would think it would be Maamar Kofos. Rabbanan would say no. But why the second part? Why would I even have a half a minute to think that it was Lava Shreem and Masayim that it could be kosher?
Why not? Why shouldn't it be kosher?
Because he's saying it would be exactly like Rashi says if he's wearing all this begadim and he puts a sweater on top of it because he's cold.
So what's wrong with that?
Because that's not his big day kuhuna. As we had last week, it has to be machshir. It's all things.
So he's wearing his big day kuhuna. He's wearing his big day kuhuna.
He's wearing his big day kuhuna with a sweater on top.
So what? Why should that be a problem? He has his big day kuhuna.
Surely if they're rich, surely if they're... Rabbanan lumped that all together. It's all the same.
It's all psukim. In other words, without the psukim, if they were dirty, they'd also be kosher.
Why
not? Nobody said it's a hidur mitzvah, but why would it be possible? Okay, so now you're saying machshov and musa. I'm saying it's not the. So if you look here in the Rambam in Perek Yud, Klei Hamikdash Halacha Hey. So the Rambam uses a lashon like this: Kishem shemchusu begodim chayiv misa upoisal avoido kach. Similarly, if somebody has yesor begodim, he has too many begodim. Passes the avoid. Zok the Rambam ki goin shelova shtei ksonais or shnei avnetim or koin edit shelova shbigde kein godel vavad hareze mechal misa hareze mechal avoid v'chayv misa b'dei shamayim. Shtei the Rambam clear that it's only not like Rashi. Rashi saying you could wear a sweater, and the Rambam is saying ketzad. The case is if a kohen is wearing shtei ksonos or shtei avnetim, or a kohen head, yishalovash, big day can't go. Those are the only options. So, well, everybody's mashmat is more, everybody's maskim, there's more of a problem having additional big day kuna because it has dinim to it. Big day choil, there's a strong possibility to say it's kenotl dummy, meaning it's not part of the package. The more something is part of the package, the more it's a yitur begodim. Not everybody's mask. So Takeh, that's the mashmois of Lashon HaRambam. If you look here in the case of Mishneh, he brings down the price of Lovish name of Hassan, Shnei Avnetim. Now, if you go, I'm sorry, go to Aloch Eches. Korach al Besoroi Beget Shaloi Bemokim Begodim. You got that? Aloch Eches. The next page. So, the Rambam, Korach al Besoroi Beget Shaloi Bemokim Begodim. Kigoin shekocho al etzboi al hakevoi hoye bei sholosh al sholosh hareze choytzeitz upoisel. It's choytzeitz upoisel. Now, what does the word choytzeitz mean? It's strange. Why use the lashon choytzeitz? It's really not a choytzeitz. It's yitur begodim. So if you look in the case of Mishnah. Over there in Halacha Ches, he says, "Omar Avidu Bereder Avchil Loishono Lagemi Avol Tzilzel Kot Navi Yitu Begodim." Rabbi Yechonah Omar Loyom Yitu Begodim Ela B'Mokam Begodim Avol Shaloi B'Mokam Begodim Lavi Yitu V'Teiblei Mishum Chatzite. And then he brings down Afil Nimach As Chotzetz Shaloi B'Mokam Shal Shal Shaloi Shchotz B'Mokas Mikanei Chotzetzayit. So he says like this. When he says shalosh al shalosh chaytzitz, it's kloima havi yitu begodim. For I did knock up b'mokam begodim lishta de chatzitz de shaycha bei knock at nami b'maskona lishta de chatzitz. Fascinating case of Mishnah. Case of Mishnah saying that in fact the shita zarambam is that yitu begodim is also by big day choyel and the taket avoid is possible. Al Yitu Begodim. But the Kesef Mishnah says that the reason why Lamaisa use a Lashon of Chatzitze, Kesef Mishnah says it's Lav Davke. The reason why I use a Lashon of Chatzitze is because since B'mokan Begodim, if you wore Beged Choyal under your Begodim, that would take a constitute a Chatzitze. Right? In other words, if you wore under your garments, under the Big Day Kuna garments, you wore Beged Choyal, then that would be a chatzitza. Not like in your case, Zev, where you wear a sweater on top of the begodim. Under the begodim. Under the begodim would be a chatzitza. Zok the case of Mishnah, But that's the reason why the Rambam chapped the Loshon Chatzitza. For Aidi, the Nokat, the Mokum, the Godum, Lishta, the Chatzitza. Nokat Nami, the Maskona, Lishta, the Chatzitza. That's the conclusion of the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah, Lachot, Hey, is Lav Dafke. It's a big Chiddush. But that's Lachor, what comes out from the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam in Halacha Hey that says that only Big Day Kuhn is Yitur Begodim. Shtei Ksonoi, Shtei Avneitim. Right? The Kesef Mishnah is learning that it's not that way. Because the way he's learning Halacha Ches, that's Midin Yitur Begodim. What do you mean? No, it says Al Basari, it is a Chatzitza. That was the whole idea. We said Min B'mina is not Chatzitza, it's only... It's not part of the Big Day Kuhn. It's a Beged Choyel. So if it's a Beged Choyel, exactly, Lulav and Esrik, there's no Negiah. That's how we have Netilah Yidei Tavach HaShemon Netilah. That was the whole Chiluk we gave, where it says, when it says Al Basari, it has to be on your body. And even if it's min b'minoi, it's chotzitz. That's the reason why Sari was a chatzitza by the mikveh. If you remember, we discussed that. The here is knotted up. So Avnei Nezer asks, min b'minoi ni chotzitz. So wherever it says al b'soroi, then it's ma'akev that it should touch your flesh. There's no such thing as min b'minoi ni chotzitz. Min b'minoi ni chotzitz is only b'chei gavne, where there's no denial. Then there's only a problem of chatzitza. And that's the whole sugya of lulav and ukedoyim. There's no din that my flesh has to touch the esrog. There's a din lekicha. The Gemara in Sukkah even says lekicha al day tovrach hashmo lekicha. According to one man d'omah, right? So there, it's not a problem. Over here, it is a problem. So the Kesef Mishnah basically is saying that the reason why the Rambam chapped the loshon, really the Rambam went after the loshon Gemara, the loshon chatzitz is lav davka. But the Rambam is a pella what he said. The pella what he's saying. Because agav the resha, you only chop on a lashon agav the resha if it's not a contradiction in halacha, but it is a contradiction in halacha. Because al tziyutu begodim, it has to be sholosh al sholosh, right? Right. If it's b'mo. Right, so here it's very not simple to say that this is being agav the reisha, because it's a different, it's a steer in halach. Somebody that's working midin chatzitza, there's no sheer beggar on that. As long as it's interfering between the bidei kuhuna and the body, it's a chatzitza. Yeah, something that's working midin yitur begadim has a sheer. Something on his, if he's wearing something on his body that's less than sholosh al sholosh. Not. Because over there, it's only posel midin yitur begadim. And it's not a bad. Besides that, it's very not mashma that it's midin yitur. When the Rambam uses the lashon of chetzetzes. The Rambam chapped on the lashon of the Rambam. Since the chatzitza has nothing to do with the sheer beggar. When it's within you to begot. Exactly.
So he's saying the Rambam
is Medama. He said, Yossi, what you're asking is all what we're asking here. What we're asking is, not only, I'm asking what you're asking, and I'm asking, not only, Even if you want to tell me it chapped on the same lashon, even though it's really a Torah, the principles are going to be different as well. The Rambam says it has to be shol shol shorish. He says if it's left, 3x3, then it's a beged, and then it's chol. I understand, but he's saying that the word is chol. Out of the Rambam, I have no problem. But he's not doing that. He's agreeing that the Gemara says chotzitz. The Rambam says chotzitz. The Rambam is a different halacha. And number three, in our there's a in heaven them is shalom. That's an aloha hey. No. We talk. Okay. And then is that if you want to look at it, what we see in the Rambam is halacha hey, the Rambam is saying Yitur Begadim is only by Big Day Kuhuna. In halacha vav, he tells us there's a din of chatzitze. In halacha hey, Big Day Kuhuna. I'm not saying we have pshat yet, but at least everything flows. How long? Begadim is only Big Day Kuhuna's Yitur Begadim. Not Big Day Kuhuna's, not Yitur Begadim. Halacha Vodim. There's a halacha called Chatzitze. Then, in a then it's me din saying what I'm trying to say is that not only is the Rambam fakfe, and it kind of bring the, there's no reason in the world why the because of Mishnah. There's no reason in the world doesn't belong in halacha. Hey, the Rambam should write kishet kayet or koinet shekot so. Anyway, so Sugis Asha to learn the Rambam. And by Stam Begadim, it's not me, then Yitur Begadim. And that learns that there's no din of Yitur Begadim according to the Rambam in non Big Day Kuhuna. That's the way to ramble. How? Okay. you're a two. What's the chatzit to shalay b'makom bagad? Right? No. Wait. There is if the beged is too high, it's possible. It's mashma. There's no shit to that. So the sfas into the way. Din he to begot be a shear to be a shear of gimel, just like there's a shear gimel in halacha ches. There should be a shear gimel. That if it's not three shalosh long or shalosh short, there's no problem. Meaning, if this is all one parasha, you find dirty is not midin chitur yisur begod. And let's go to the, let me get you this fast MS. There's also Migdash Dovin, I think. I don't think we have Migdash Dovin. But if Sfasemis is like this, fact is Sfasemis, Mashma Misugyon, Mursholim Possel, Afilo Avi Matu, even if it's a little short, it's Possel. He says, the Kosha. Over there, there's a machlekes. If there's a psul, yitu begodim. Yisholos v'sholosh. V'aloi merushol and avi shloi b'mokam begodim. V'lo maloi noimah shul posel rakam u'yoseh v'sholosh asboros. Very interesting. Sfasemes is saying like this: the only if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, in other words, you learn the sugya. Later on, of Korach, Beged, Shaloi B'mokam Begodim is also working midin Yitur Begodim. Right? If that's the way you're going to learn. So, Begodim, B'mokam Begodim, and is Yitur Begodim, Shaloi B'mokam Begodim. And for some reason, Yitur Begodim needs to be sholosh al sholosh. Again, these are all foreign, like we don't have any explanation why it should be like that. But let's try to just stick to the text. So if we're going to stick to the text, we're basically going to say, okay, for some reason, there's a concept called Yitur Begodim. That's how. For some reason, ask the Sfasemes, even if we accept all of those things, Mesulah, why be Mokam Begodim? Right? So by Mirushalim, you should need to have Sholosh HaSholosh. Why if it's but you're telling me that chelek is that's the whole Gemara later. We view the extra like it's kenot, right? It's there. So if you're viewing it that the shows after shots, what's the difference? In other words, why shalei b'mokim begadim? Then it has to be shalish to be possible. But if I have my big day kahuna, midin yoiser, then even if it's less than shalish. So the Sfasema says, I think this is what Yidl was saying under his breath. The Sfasema says that maybe less than three is not chashiv. But if it's mechuber to the bed, in other words, by the big day kahuna where it's mirushalim, right, where it's too long, since it's connected to the beggar, even the part of the beggar that's connected to is good. We're only worried about the extra. And the extra that's connected to the too long kilo. That's what the Sfasemis wants to say. So Mela, there's no shear over there. That's the way he gets around it. Too long. Misulakin is too long, Mirushalim is too long. Mirushalim, we're talking Mirushalim. So he's asked, Sfasemis is asking, that L'chor by Mirushalim, there should be a shear of Shalish. So again, we don't understand the shear of Shalish. But assuming we would understand the shear of Shalish, say that there's a din that when it's Shalay B'makam B'gadim, it has to be Shalish. So why is it possible over here? He says, well, you know what? Less than Sholosh is not Choshev. And then, if it's connected to Big Day Kuna, then he said, the Kivan Shehu Mechube. Thing a little different than Zev, than you were trying to say, is that the whole Beged is too long. That's really another way to learn. That you could say the whole beged is too long. But then, in other words, there are really two ways to look at Mirushalim, why it's possible. One is Alz Midoy, that has to fit right. Then you could say if it's long, the problem is not in the length. The problem is in the beged. The beged's too long, so the beged, it doesn't fit you. That's one way. The problem is that's not makif. Here we're making it possible as yitur. We're treating it that it's yitur. And that's the whole that makes it shorter. Avnit Megas Gai, as the Gemara is going to discuss now, maybe the Avnit makes it fit him. Because we look at the part up through the Avnet as though it's cut. Right? So the problem now here is it's Midin Yitur. Midin Yitur should only be Sholosh. So after Sasemis wants to say that since it's connected, but it's a Shrek, it's connected to the Beged, it's not Yitur. It's only Yitur because we look at the part that's too long like it's cut off. Because right? Because if we're just going to look at it like it's too long, then we go into the problem of midei ba. So if it's off, it should be a shear of shalosh. Elamai, it's just midei, which is only lead. So it's a little bit of a, it's a little bit going back and forth this. It's not, b'chlal not simple. B'chlal not simple.
Is there a diak in the Rambam on Vav where it says, so he has Dover cover? Is Dover something to make? Is he saying something that's.
No, Dover is anything. Dover would mean anything. Not even a beged. Shalay a Dover. even a hair, even one hair, a offer. The Rambam is clear what he means by davar. Even a hair, even a piece of dust, dirt, even a lice, kinachas. It's all which is, again, these are all rayas to the Kesef Mishnah. Because if it's working midin chatzitza, then there should be no shir at all. That's another problem. Meaning, if you learn like the Brisker Rav, I mean, the Brisker Rav himself struggles with this. It's not a simple thing. This is not this is Tzarchi and Gadol. Okay. So, if it's Metushta, so here there's a big shaila, what does dirty mean? If it's a shear that you'd be embarrassed to walk around like that, some bring a raya from dam, mikuroim, if it's torn, the big daikun is torn, it's also a psul. So, Omar Avida Mar Shmuel, Mursholim Ksherin, Mesulokim Psulim. Ask the Gemara, we said Mesulokim Ksherin. Omar Bachamalai Kashi, Kangish Asulkan Ali De Avnate. If it's only too short because of the Avnate, meaning if you let go of the Avnate, if you loosen the Avnate, it will go down, it will be kosher. Kan the less to make all a club. So, there's two dinim. There's a din how it should sit on his body. For that, there's taka l'chovel sefores, but that's not makiv, not makiv avoida. And then there's the actual size of the beged. So if the beged outsize fits him, even though it's mesulak al yidei avnate, that doesn't bother us as far as being possible, right? L'chatchil avad it would be, but it doesn't possible. Rav amay chotzev echotzev psul. It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference if it's through the Avnate or without the Avnate, it's possible. We go by how Lamaisa, how it's fitting him now. If right now it's too short, it's possible. Ravunik Loila Gizeh Romalei Barish Pezicha. So is the son of the guest, the host asked him, Yomar Shmuel Mursholim Ksherim, Mislokim Psulim, Atani Mislokim Ksherim. Bamanahi, the Shani Omi Barchome, that we're talking about with the Avnate, it's not too short. Elul Rav, Rav who holds, it's possible either way, Kasha. Elamai, what are you going to tell me? What's the case of the Mirusholim that's kosher? Is where it's Misulokim al Yedei Avnate? That doesn't work, because then it should also be. That means that the Avnate actually makes it shorter. Avnate make his gaius. That means the Avnate actually is cutting it off. If that's the case, the Misulokim kosher. Then if the Avnate, you can't have it both ways. Then if the Avnate is making it too short, it should also be called that it's cut. Should be possible. Om Rav Zere, Rav Chodotoni. It's really one halacha. Mirusholim Mesulokin is totally in Al Yedei Avnate is kosher. In both cases, it's kosher. Basically, the Avnate helps. Om Avim Edifti Mirusholim Shalai Silkom Tanoi. It's machlekes. Al Abba Kamfes Ksuscha, we find by Tzitz, it's the same Shaila. Alba Veloi Sholish. Oyein El Alba Veloi Chomish. It's Abba V'loi Sholosh. It's Abba V'loi Sholosh. Says the Gemara, why being Ma'abish Chomesh and Moitzi Sholosh? Ma'arois, L'rabis, Balas Chomesh, Balas Sholosh. Both of them are not four. Why is five more four than three? Ma'abri Balas Chomesh, Shibachal Chomesh Arba. Because Bechlal five is four corners. Moitzi Sholosh, Shem Bechlal Sholosh Arba. Tanya the Chabak is Abba V'loi Sholosh, Abba V'loi Chomesh, they're both possible. My love book of Miflugi. Mal Savar Yeser Kimandi Sedome. Umal Savar Yeser Kimandi Sedome. That's Kuvir Machlekes. Machlekes is if we look at it, if Yeser is Kiman the Iser or Kiman the Lesser. Now again, this is the same type of a shaila. Here also you see it's a problem of Yitur. It's a problem of Yitur. If we look at it like it's not there, so it's not a problem of Yitur. Now, if it's commander Isa, it's a problem. If it's commander Lus, that's not a problem. Now, Avad in the din of Midoy, that it should fit him, it's not Shayach, the whole Svar, that we look at it like it's not there. It doesn't fit him. Chsarin doesn't fit him. Now, the Magen Avraham, I had him put this in Ma'am Makomis here as well. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis points out here in Siman Yud, Bir Aleph. He talks about what happens if when you put on the tzitzis, this happens a lot, even though you have the right shear, it's still through the knot, it crunches the beged up. So now between the end of the beged and the where the tzitzis is hanging from is less than the shear. Not because the hole ripped, but because it's crunched up through the knot of the chuli of the tzitzis. So do we look at that part of the beged like it's here or it's not here? So the Magen Avraham says it's only lechatchila. He says it's kosher, lav klumi. It's eini b'cheshbin kla. This is not included in the cheshbin. That's taka what the Magen Avraham holds. It's not included in the cheshbin. I'm missing that part of the Magen Avraham, my boy said, because it's outlined by the Taz. It's the Magen Avraham. If you get a chance to look it up later, it's in Sifkot and Yudalot. The Magen Avraham. It's right here in Yudalot, Yudalot. But he says clearly, if you put the tzitzis through the hole properly, and then through the knot, it gathered up, it's kosher. Okay. So the chayodim, nishmasodim, asked from our sugya. He says, in our sugya, it comes out, the Gemara says, the avnate, when you tie the avnate, it makes the beged shorter. The Gemara says, it's tali machlokes rav and Shmuel. Shmuel said it's kosher. Mesulak and ksheim. The Gemara asked, how come a misulok can be kosher? It's possible. The Gemara said, we're talking about the avnate is holding it up. Right? And the Gemara Lamaisa says that according to Rav, possible. According to Shmuel, kosher. We paskin like Rav. So ask the Chayodom, how could the Magen Avraham say that the tzitzis is kosher when it's being gathered up together by the knot? That should be equivalent to the avnate. Bemis, it's even better than the avnate. Because the knot is part of the... There'd be more of a svara to say that the knot... Because the knot is part of the din... The tzlius hatzitzis is that knot. It's ma'akev in halacha. The tightness of that knot, the double has to be double. It's ma'akev in halacha. It's not midovad. We're coming out that this is posel als... Al shir knuckle. That we look at it like it's cut off.
When it's shortened by the avnet, it's like it's not there.
That's the whole shaila of the Gemara. Proper, it's not anyway. Midei bad, it's not anyway. Chatchil, you have to let it go all the way down. Question is it possible? So the Gemara says, well, it's possible because if you hold the avnet as make as guy is, then it's possible. Rav and Shmuel both agree to midei bad. They're arguing whether the Avnate is Megas Gaius. So the Chayodim is asking, we passing like Rav. Comes out, it's Megas Gaius. So by tzitzis, it should also be Megas Gaius.
But the coin has to look good. The tzitzis doesn't have to look good.
The Gemara comes out, Lamai said that if not for the din of Megas Gaius, even though it doesn't look good, it's kosher. Right? Shmuel also has to look good. But it doesn't make the begun impossible because it doesn't look good. It's possible. Because the Avnet is make his guys. The Avnet makes like it's cut off.
It makes it cut off, so it doesn't look good.
No, Shmuel also agrees it doesn't look good. Machloikas is, besides for not looking good, do we view it like it's cut? Completely. So that's Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel agrees it doesn't look good, and you're not supposed to have it like that. Question is it cut? So the Chayodom is asking on the Magen Avraham, how could the Magen Avraham say that from a svara pshuta, that avada that sits is gathered up through the knot is not a problem, even though now it doesn't have the shear. Based on our sugya, it should be a problem. That's his kasha. Okay. Zokti Gemara. The kuli alme kemandi yisedome. V'shana hoche de rabbi rachmona asher techasebo. Says techasebo. Going back to the four corners. If we say yes or cannot. V'ido chaya asher techasem hay ovid leimi boi lech netani gisem oisei pratlik. So lai lo yen el pratlik. So sumik shuayim asher techasebo rik so sum homo. We already know ksusuma. Homani mikayim lisa moisi pratlik ksus laila. Umagos labis ksusuma loitzi ksus laila. Mabani ksusuma shiish de bria, because that's ria by other people. Moitzi ani ksus laila, shiini bria tzal acher. Vidach nafkale, measher, vidach asher loy dorish bay. Baat shiu shal butz, baat shiu chadoshim, shibinu, baat shiu shizurim, vachuton kofol shisha, shal yibu shal chalimoyim. Okay. I'll just finish off the Gemara. Omer Rav Yosef. Omer Rabbi Rav Yosef, Bishloi Meshiu Shal Boots, Akamash Malon Boots, Midi Achini Loi, El Shiu Chadoshim, Chadoshim Mishchokim Loi, Votani Mishchokim Shem, we know it's Kosher Bidi Evet. So you see some of the Dinam Anamakev, Omer El Tamech, Pachi Chuton Shisha, Chad Chad Luchudei Mashma, Bad is Mashma One. Elo Chikom, Abagodim Shanem and Bad, Svichim Shiu Shal Boots, these are requirements. They're not ma'ak of all of them. Chadoshim, shizurim, chutan kofel shisha. Yesh mehem l'mitzvah, yesh mehem ma'ak. Some of them are l'mitzvah, some of them are ma'ak. Mimai dai bad kisnu. Is Rav Chanina davoy lumen akaka bad bad. Something that grows singular out of the ground. Eima imra, imra miftzel kisnanami miftzel. It also sprouts. Al yidei likusa miftzel. There it sprouts only by banging it. The flax. Avina mecha pori prishtim yal roishem mechzei prishtim yal mosneim lechagu b'izom lechavashu avina. V'oda ados yicheskel minol. How do we know before this pasuk that it's made out of kisna? L'tay mecha adam avchiz dov zem iteres meshul lamadnu that an oral machal avodim nivei yicheskel bambuzi lamadnu kol benecha oleva olbas oleva mikdashi atche by yicheskel. How do we know an oral is pasul? Elu gemiri gemiri lo was a kabbalah misinai for si yicheskel as mechinu akcha chanam igmar gemiri lo. Anyway, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay. Let's get back to the Begodim. So I think that in order to get a better tfisi here, I think the way to understand this is like this. Yeah. Right. Pashtus. Doesn't say it's Makev, but it's... What do you mean? Which halacha? The Rambam Samakev. Shaloi b'mokam b'gadim or b'mokam b'gadim? We'll get it. Okay. So I think this is the mahalach here, maybe to understand. And again, I'm going to try to stick to the pashtus of the sugya of the Rambam as much as we can, which is to go back to the way we understood to begin with, which is that the two begodim, yitu begodim, is dafka big day kodesh. Big day choyel is only a problem potentially of chatzitze. That's what I'm going to try to stick to because that's the simple reading. It's a simple reading of the Gemara on your test, where the Gemara talks about chatzitze, when you clear another beggar on your body, and that's the simple reading of the Rambam. So we'll try to stick to that. Simple way of learning. Now, we still have to understand that clearly there's different halachas. For some reason, it's a chatzitza, which we don't have a clarity why. For some reason, it's only chatzitza if it's a sheer beggar, which we don't understand why either, because chatzitza has no sheer. So something needs beer here. So I think that we could say here to understand is like this. The Kohen... As we had last week, we learned the Kohen has a mitzvah to wear Levishas Begodim. How much the Kohen is wearing Tosefes Begodim? It's Kilu is Chaser Begodim. Yitu Begodim and Chaser Begodim is the same halach. The Gemara says you need a pasuk, but it's the same halach in conclusion. Yitu Begodim, Chaser Begodim, same halach. Now, there are two ways to look at the Yitur Beged, what's the problem with the Yitur Beged? One way to look at Yitur Beged as a problem, it's aloch on its own. A Kohen is not allowed to wear more than the begadim that are prescribed. That's all. He's not allowed to wear more begadim than prescribed. Why is Avodah possible? Because he's wearing more than the begadim that were prescribed. That's one way to understand. The other way to understand is no. If the Kohen wears more begadim than are prescribed, it passels the union. Just like if somebody puts in five parashis of tefillin, there's bias. The problem is not that he has four kosher parashis and now he has a fifth one that he's not allowed to wear. No. The fifth one makes that it's not tefillin. Tefillin is four parashis. So there's a set of four begadim for Kohen Hedid. The Kohen Hedid is not wearing, he's wearing more than four begadim. What he really, the problem is not the fifth beged. The problem is that the fifth beged makes that he's not wearing the four. Those are the two different ways. And if we're medayik just from the lashonis of the Gemara and lashonis of the Ramban, so really it lies in l'chayre. The mashmois here is clearly that way. Let's look at the lashon of the Ramban. Kishem shamechus begodim chayiv mise upois lavoida kachayeso begodim. Okay. Now, right? So, one second. So now, so l'chayra, the way the Rambam reads, and really the way the Gemara reads, is that yitur begodim is midin chisur begodim. It's kashem. It's the same. It's not that I have a problem of an extra begodim. Now it's kilo, I'm not wearing begadim. Right? Now it's kilo, I'm missing my begadim. That's the doifta. Now, if you learn that way, no different than I said by tefillin. Okay? There's a big difference, l'chora, between if somebody is wearing an extra begad kuhuna, or he's wearing stomach begad. Why? If he's wearing an extra begad kuhuna, so you could say he has five parashas. It's five parashas. If somebody would have in their box of tefillin four parashas of tefillin, and he would have in the box a dover zar, a mosquito fell in there. When the sefer was doing the tefillin, the mosquito fell into the box. Doesn't stay in the box. Is there a mosquito in there? Yes, mosquito in there. But it's not in a parasha. It's not against a parasha. It's not mesiaches to the parasha of tefillin. The emes is, even another parsha really is only misyachas because it's being placed in the box, b'teras tefillin, in a way that it's misyachas. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. If a guy would, let's say, wear one pair of tefillin and then wear a second pair of tefillin, assuming even that there's a baal toisef there, his first pair of tefillin doesn't become posel. His first pair of tefillin doesn't become posel. Because it's high luchudikoy, high luchudikoy. In other words, Baal Tosif has two things to it. It has a lav, and it also is poigim the mitzvah. But it's only poigim the mitzvah in as much that it's part of the union. If somebody sits in a sukkah for an extra day, the Gemara says, l'shei mitzvah sukkah, he's over Baal Tosif, right? He's still makayim the 7 days that he sat in the sukkah. Why? Because the extra day doesn't change the tzura of the 7 days that he had. It's not morgav. And that's why the Gemara in Sukkah, when it discusses the problem of Baal Tosef, the Gemara says it only brings down Iyam Rinan if you hold lulav tzorech agad. If you hold a lulav needs a knot, and you don't put the fifth min into the knot, hay l'chudikoy, it won't be a problem of Baal Tosef. Because it's not part of the union. It's not part of the union. So, it's ma'od mistabel that if the chesaron of Yitur Begodim is not that there's an extra beged here. The problem is now it's considered that you're not wearing the four begodim. That's only if that fifth beged is a beged kodesh. If that fifth beged is not big day kuhuna, so it's not a beged kodesh. What? Even b'makom b'gashem. Not only even, this is what I'm going to get to. B'mokim b'godim, it's actually even better. Zev's case. If it's under your b'godim, then we're going to start wearing our chatzitza hat. But if we're not wearing our chatzitza hat, it's better if it's b'mokim b'godim. It's just not b'siachas. He says sweater on top, we'll have a sweater. Why should that, what's the problem? There's no dinner. We'll see. So I'll give you. We'll come with a pshat. Why? Halacha is that way. Halacha is that way, right? Because halacha, the Rama. If we take the again, if we're going to stick to the Rama, it sounds like if we're going to stick to all the halachas that we have here in Rambam, it sounds like from the Rambam that a beged choil, but mokay begodin, you're okay. On top of your begodin. If we're just going to stick to the Rambams that we have, right? The Rambam says, two Michnasayim is a problem, two Avnetim is a problem, two Big Day Kun is a problem. Big Day Choyel is Mashma, not a problem. In Aloha Ches, the Rambam says, Big Day Chol Shaloi B'mokam B'godim is a problem. Whatever the problem is. But if, again, if we're going to stick to the text, okay? So the Mashmois is that Beged Choyel B'mokam B'godim, not a Chatzitza, meaning on top of the begodim, would not be a problem. But as I say, there's no mocker. You go through the Rambam back and forth, sideways, ups and down. There's no mocker. The only, if we go to what says, all we have is like this. There's something called yitur begodim. Yitur begodim is irrelevant if it's one begad on top of the other, if it's different places. There the Rambam states only big day kun. That's the way it's brought down in the Rambam. Then, we have a Rambam, Shaloi B'mokam B'godim. Shaloi B'mokam B'godim, the Rambam says there's a problem even with a Beged Choyel. The Rambam over there uses a Lashon Chatzitza. So we're going to try to stick to Chatzitza. Because that's the way the Rambam brings it down, that's how he brings it down. But even if you're going to action Zechai not like that, the fact is the Rambam only introduces the concept of Big Day Choyel, Shaloi B'mokam B'godim. So what I'm going to try to be mazmet to the Olam is I hold that whether even if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, it's not going to be a problem if you have a Beged Choyel B'mokam B'godim. Even if you don't like the Kesef Mishnah, even if you don't like the B'godim. And so now I'm going to explain to you what I think the Gedder Hadover is, and then we'll see how it comes together. Exactly. Under begadim is a chatzitza. That's a different issue. There's a halacha, nothing could block between your beged and your on your basar. That's a different halacha. So I'm mazmit to you like this. The way we're learning yitur begadim, the problem of yitur begadim is it creates a chisur begadim. Okay. One way to learn is that that's only shaykh if you're wearing big day kun. If you put on your kapota, you put on your sweater, your jeans. No problem. Jeans is a chanan problem. It's not mesiachas or anything. Yeah? There's nothing. Right? It's command the lesson. Yeah? I'm not going to invite that. I want to say, but we'll stop here, don't worry. It's command the lesson. Yeah? So it doesn't pass all the other way. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is, no, you know what? It is miyuchas. It is miyuchas. Even though it's not a din, it's miyuchas. Anyway, because you're wearing it. Okay? So I'm going to go even like the Kesef Mishnah. So long that we're going to say the psul of Yitur Begodim is that you're not considered wearing the Begodim, because the Begodim are four and not five, just like the Gemara goes into Tzitzis with four corners and not five corners, right? Begodim are four, not five. So once four could be poigim, big day kuna. If it's not big day kuna, it's not poigim. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is no. Any beged you wear will distort the picture. But it has to be that beged is being malbish part of your body. If that beged is not being malbish part of your body, and it's not big day kodesh, It doesn't. It's not misyach. Notice the beged can either be misyaches through its relativity to the big day kuna. It's one of the big day kuna. It's another set of michnasayim. It's another avnate. It's a mechutin. So that miyaches it. The other way to be miyaches it is the fact that it's the chasaboy. It's covering a part of your body that's not covered. No, that's what I'm trying to say. If somebody puts on a glove, if a kohen puts on a glove, right? So I'm saying it's like this. There's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, the way the Rambam reads simply, is that in that case there won't be a problem at all, potentially. From the Rambam in Halacha He. The Rambam in Halacha He starts talking about chatzitza. Because if Mishnah is saying chatzitza is lavdafka, it's really more like a yitur beged. I'm telling you like this. Either way, whether you learn it's chatzitza or you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, either way, okay, it's still only if it's shaloi b'mokim begodim. Because if you would have b'mokim, a kohen would put a cape on top of his begodim, it's nothing. It's yes or kenotel, because the one side is only big day kohen. One way is to learn like the brisker of. Yitur begadim is only big day kohuna, period. If it's not big day kohuna, it's not yitur begadim. It's big day kohuna and something else. It's not connected. The other way to say it is not. Well, more broad, anything you're using on your body to cover your body also gets miyuchas here. The big day kohuna have a din to be miyuchas that are miyuchas to you. And this is covering part of your body that's not covered. That's miyuchas to you. You can't ignore. Because it's not overlap. If it would be overlapping the big day kohuna, we could say, okay, we ignore it. It's not. It's redundancy and it has no halacha. If it's two sets of michnasayim, you can't say, well, these michnasayim are nothing. It's big day kohuna, right? But if it's not big day kohuna, then if it's providing kisui to the goof in that spot, you could say, okay, so my body is also covered by that. That is covering my body. If it's shaloi b'mokar big day kohuna, if it's the same place, so it has no yachas. Als a din beged, it's not a din beged. Als covering my body, it's not covering my body. So what is it? It's just hanging out. It doesn't distort. What I'm trying to say is, it doesn't distort the picture. And what I'm trying to say is, even if we go with the Kesef Mishnah's mahalach, right? That which is that it's a din yitur beged. Even if we go with the Kesef Mishnah's Mahalach, it only distorts the picture if it's Shaloi B'mokim B'gadim, because then it's being Mechasa, that part of the body. It can't be anything which is acting as a Kisui HaGuf can't be ignored. That's what I'm saying. What? Not Big Day Kuna is ignored. That's one Mahalach. The other Mahalach is anything that's not, has to be producing. Either it has to be a Din Beged, or it has to be covering your body, one or the other. That's all. That's what I'm saying.
So if it's a
big day,
it's not big day kuna that's covering the
same part of your body. Big day, it would do nothing. And that's why that situation is only brought down as a problem where it's between your beged and your body. It's not brought down anywhere else as a problem, because that's not a problem. Now, if we learn like that, first of all, everything flows. Be'etzem, b'moko and begodim, it has to be big day kuna to cause a psul. Right? So now everything is very geschmack. First of all, the Rambam, when he's talking about b'moko and begodim, he only brings down shtei michnasayim, shtei avnetim, because b'moko and begodim, in halach of Av, he introduces something called chatzitza. Chatzitza is a different halach. That's chatzitza between the begodim and your body. That's chatzitza. Okay, the Rambam, the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about koyin hedyet shalavash big day koyin gadol, according to the Rambam, is Eisen. He's wearing his big day koyin hedyet, and now on top of those begadim, he's wearing big day koyin gadol. So if they koyin, that's a tremendous chiddush. Kamash. Mao the tamer, hani mili chiso. Aval Yitur loy. So we ask the kasha, what do you mean Yitur? It's a different type. It's no. You're putting on Big Day Kohen Gadol on top of the Big Day Kohen head. Yes? It's a gevaldi havamina. The havamina is that klapi the Kohen head yet treat the Big Day Kohen Gadol like chul. Kamash will know. That part of the Gemara is for Sayim Yishak. The Gemara's answered beautifully. The answer is no Samas Kash. But is it Chol? He has a kosher belt, my friend. That's, I'm trying to say he is. Hagufa. That's our Kimta. We were trying to learn the Gemara. What's the Gemara talking about? So the Frekta or Sameach, if it's talking about a, Avi's talking about he's wearing the Big Day Kohen Gadol instead of the Kohen Hedyot, it's a different Avnei. Teret says, no. He's wearing the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Now he's also wearing Big Day Kohen Gadol. Aye, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, the Or Sameach could be going that there's no difference between Big Day Kohen and Big Day Kohen, then it's Takapella. But we're coming out of Ma'is and the Rambam, that Big Day Kodesh are the only thing that make you puzzle. Beggar al Gabi Beggar. So now the Gemara has to say a Chiddush. That Big Day Kohen Gadol on top of Big Day Kohen Adiyah. This is what makes a puzzle. I'll see you to Begadim. Now, let's get to Chatzitza. You could say, Chatzitza now is very Gishmak. Say if you learn Chatzitza the way we're learning, which I'm going like the Brisker of, say if you can learn Chatzitza like the Kesef Mishnah, both ways it's Gevaldik. Why? What's the problem with Chatzitza? Let's go beyond to the Oymek Advarim. What's the problem with Chatzitza? The problem is that part of your body is not clothed by the Big Day Kuna. Right? In Hilchas Chatzitza is Nischadesh that the Kohen has to be clothed via the Big Day Kuna. And if he has a Chatzitza, that part of the body is not being clothed. There's a hefsek between the levisha and the body. Oh, so now, if you learn, if you have now a part of your body that's uncovered, and now you cover it with a big et choyl, so the way we're learning what? That's the reason why it's miyuchas to you now, even though it's not Big Day Kurdish, since it's covering your body. So what's the problem? The problem is now, you are not clothed solely by the Big Day Kahuna. So it's midin chatzitza. Even though it's not between, it's the same shayrish of the problem. Our kasha was, how could shaloi b'mokam begodim be midin chatzitza? You hear what I'm saying? How could shaloi begodim be a problem of chatzitza? It's shaloi b'mokam begodim. No, you have to be clothed through the Big Day Kahuna. If you learn the way we're explaining, it's only shaloi b'mokam begodim that Big Day Kahuna is a problem. That's because that part of the body now is being clothed by the Big Day Choyl. So now the Kohen as a whole is not Mechusa only with Big Day Kohuna. So it's Midin Chatzitza, Tak. It's Midin Chatzitza. That's why, the way we're learning, it's very Geschmack, the Loshon Chatzitza. Oh, but if it doesn't have a sheer Beged, see, he's not being clothed. Chatzitza, it's not. Because it's not between the begadim that are clothing him and his body. And it's not creating a new area of clothing. That part of the body is not being clothed. Mamil, there's no problem. You see what I'm saying? Our whole kasha, here chatzitza is being created because we're saying, he's the same problem. What's the problem you have by chatzitza? That through the chatzitza, now the kohen is not clothed with the Big Day Kuna. Right. So by having another beged covering a part of your body that's not covered without it, now you're being clothed by non-Big Day Kohuna.
So this din chatzitza is a little different than other places.
Exactly. Because everywhere else, the chatzitza is creating an obstacle between the Big Day Kohuna and your body. Here, the chatzitza is creating a new covering. So that's why you need a sheer beged. If it's less than shol shal sholish, so now he's not being clothed. Big Day Kuna on his body. And he has something foreign thing floating around. No problem. What does that have to do with anything? If he has a mark on his skin, not B'mokam Big Day Kuna, it doesn't make a puzzle. We'll say, well, that part of the body, doesn't. We don't care about that part of the body. We only care about that part of the body if after we look at it, we go, oh, he's being clothed by something else other than Bigdei Kohanim. That's why the shir plays a role. It's gevaldik. Now, even the Kesef Mishnah, that's word learning, it's midin yitu begadim, but now the Rambam's Loshon Chatzitz is very geschmack, because the Briska Rav is basically going to learn the way we're learning, and he's only going to say, from that din chatzitza we learned is a din of yitu begadim. But it's very good why we use the Loshon of chatzitza, because that's where we, that's how we invited this beggar back into the picture. Midin chatzitza. Elamai the Kesef Mishnah is saying, I'm being magdered as a yitur beged. Fine. That's how the Kesef Mishnah is being magdered. The way I'm learning, I'm being makarev, the briskerov, and the Kesef Mishnah. They're unifying. They're coming back together. And now, Memela, now the Svasemis' answer is Svasai Nushak. Why? By Mirushalim, we care, even if it's less than Sholosh al Sholosh. Because the whole reason why we need Sholosh al Sholosh was to be miyachas and to be a beged. But now it's a beged. It's not a problem. Every mamish the whole sugya ties in. Okay, let's stop here. It's very klarna.
No, but I thought you, maybe this what you're saying was just a little glitch. I thought you were going to say that by definition, the coin beged is with skin. In other words, let's say this space is not covered, right? So in other words, the way, like, if you will, like, cover.